This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It does seem important here at the outset today to point out that the Consumer Price Index, the A-list economic indicator that came out this morning, measures the overall change in price levels in any given economy over time. Doesn't say a word in the CPI rulebook about that change having to be positive. So, while, yes, we did learn this morning that headline inflation in this economy is running at 3.2% year on year, and that core, which is taking out food and energy, is at 3.8%, that is not the whole story. Less inflation is, of course, what we're looking for here, not no inflation. And generally speaking, once the overall price level goes up, it doesn't usually overall come down. But you dig into the data, as Marketplace's Sam Fields did for us today, and you will see some prices have actually fallen in the past year.
Most of us would love to see prices go back down, but Victoria Fernandez at Crossmark Global Investments says that's wishful thinking.
Prices rarely actually come down once they go up.
And she says deflation, when lots of prices start to fall, is actually not a good thing.
Most of the time, if you have deflation, it's because your economy is struggling tremendously.
Think about it this way.
If we think something will be cheaper tomorrow, we don't buy it today.
And Carl Tannenbaum, chief economist at Northern Trust, says because consumer spending accounts for a huge chunk of the U.S. economy, about 70%, if we stop spending, the economy slows down.
So while we often root for lower prices on certain categories, I don't think that is a general outcome that we would find pleasing.
A more pleasing outcome is if prices rise slowly and wages rise too. But Tannenbaum says if some prices fall here and there, that's not bad. A bunch of things were cheaper in February than they were a year ago, including appliances, electronics, and furniture. More on that in a minute.
Most of the examples where we're seeing falling prices, if we go back a little further in time, we will see outsized price increases.
Those increases were mostly because of the pandemic and all the supply chain issues, says Kevin Jakes at Baldwin Wallace University. Remember when there weren't enough chips to make all the computers and cars we wanted to buy, and couches were backordered for months?
Those kind of prices that had risen so much because of these supply-side constraints, they're now largely resolved, and the prices can come back to more what we would think of as a normal price.
This is not just about supply, though. Demand is, as always, also a big part of the story. But I'm going to let my colleague Megan tell you more about that. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.